The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rob Dew's going to be covering it and playing the video, bleeping out the cuss words. Video, refugees, that nobody will take in the Middle East, throw rocks at Hungarians and shout F you as they maraud and rob vehicles. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just this, the trouble of the Middle East being dumped into Europe with the socialists rubbing their hands together. John McAfee, I got cut off by the break. We're taking phone calls. John in Wyoming, you're on the air with Mr. McAfee. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. John, were you at the 2013 NRA convention in Houston?
No, sir, I was not.
You weren't. Well, I'm sorry you missed it. We had some interesting words there where I stood up and told all of the gun grabbers, the Bloombergs and Obamas and Schumers, fill your hand, you SOB. And, of course, I can't say those words on the air. But what I'm concerned about is even the pro-gun movement like the NRA, four of their members of the board of directors, J. Kenneth Blackwell, Dan Boren, James S. Gilmore III, who's running for president, and Grover Norquist, four of these men are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So they're undermining our gun rights while claiming to be pro-gun.
I think that's true. Here's my feeling about guns. Yeah, everybody knows I have lots of guns, and I have since I was a boy when my grandfather taught me how to hunt squirrels with a .22. I'm far more concerned with education than what people are, you know, what people have guns.
So, would you call for the repeal of the 68 Gun Control Act?
Pardon?
Would you call for the repeal of gun laws?
Well, I would certainly modify them tremendously. I think first and foremost, people should not be allowed to buy a gun if they can't load it properly, they don't know what a safety is, and they've never had one before. I mean, I think that gun safety is very necessary.
Now, that makes sense if they wouldn't misuse those laws. Look at how they're misapplying laws. Like, a lot of prescription drugs will cause people to go crazy, but I don't think that when they sell these drugs, they can then take people's guns away because they're on prescription drugs, because it'll be misapplied. Yeah. I mean, it's an apples and oranges.
I agree fully. Nevertheless, as I said, my grandfather taught me how to shoot. The very first things he taught me were, you know, when you're climbing a fence, put your gun on the other side first, make sure the safety is on, never point the barrel at anybody. I can't believe the number of people I've seen with guns who wave their guns around, showing them to people while they're loaded. I mean, certain things.
No, I agree, but because those idiots are out there doesn't mean I have to lose my rights. You agree with that?
Well, absolutely, and they shouldn't lose their rights either. Someone should just sit them down and give them a class and say, look, here's some basic rules about how you use guns. You don't ever point a barrel of a gun at anybody.
Yeah, that'll tell some of these crazy cops that shoot innocent people and give good cops a bad name. Bill, you're on the air real quick from Illinois. Last caller, sorry to the others, but you'll be able to be on with Rob Dew coming up. Go ahead.
Yeah, what advice do you have to kids? Do you see a future for our kids since robots and singularity and artificial intelligence is looming on the horizon? What future do you see for our kids?
Well, you know, I think that artificial intelligence is already with us, and to a very large degree, and so is robotics. I think one of the problems that I see in our current government is that they are illiterate in terms of the technology upon which this entire society is based, from our communications to our military hardware, our financial systems. Everything is based on computing and cyber science. And yet you find any congressman or any senator who can talk effectively and reasonably about any of these subjects, and you cannot.
That's right. I mean, isn't the Internet just a bunch of tubes?
Well, yeah. See, so, yeah, basically, it's like not being able to read. So you go to a congressman and say, well, no, I can't read, but I have advisors that tell me what words mean. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. We have to change this world to a point where we need to understand what the foundation of our entire society is based on.
That's right, McAfee16.com. John, we're out of time. Thank you for giving us the exclusive on the fact that there's been a filing for you to run for president. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon. Rob Dews coming up, hosting the fourth hour with your phone calls and more, and the news we haven't gotten to yet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Dice here at the beach with a petition asking people to ban the Bible from Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble bookstores to see if these liberal, fascist, anti-First Amendment scum will agree to pulling the Bible from these stores. Excuse me. We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bibles. A lot of hate speech in there, and we're trying to gather the signatures to get them to just remove it from the listing. So to support that, just need you to print birthday signature. We're submitting it to Amazon.com and to Barnes & Noble just to have them remove the Bible from the listing, just to stop hate speech. These Christians don't need to be buying that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, we're just going to get Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com just to stop selling that kind of material. I mean, I guess you could still, if you own one, you could still keep it, I guess. We just don't want any new ones being sold.
All right.
Thank you for supporting that. To stop with the hate speech and the homophobia, but we need a few more signatures just to make sure that we can ban the Bible from being sold anymore. People don't need to be buying that kind of book these days, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm not sure where these people get this idea that they think they have the right to buy that kind of material, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for supporting that. Appreciate that. Help us fight homophobia, trying to stop with the anti-homosexual hate speech. We're just trying to get Amazon.com.
Who's doing that?
Well, the Christians in their Bible.
I'll sign it right now.
We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull all sales of the Bible. Just print your name there. Print birth date signature to support Amazon.com. Pulling the Bible. These people don't need to be purchasing that kind of material these days, wouldn't you agree?
If they want it, they can go get it somewhere else.
Right. Not from Amazon. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it right there.
But we need a few more signatures to help make sure that happens. A lot of people want the Bible delisted from Amazon.com and taken away from the shelves in Barnes & Noble and other bookstores, but we still needed a few more signatures to show the American people are on board with that. Wouldn't you agree? It's time to get rid of that kind of material.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you for supporting that.
Not a problem.
Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Trying to get Amazon.com to stop selling homophobic material like the Bible and other things.
That's fine.
But
we
need a few more signatures to make sure that they delist that and signature there. Wouldn't you agree it's time the Bible stop being sold around these outlets? Thank you for supporting that.
No problem.
This petition will help to remove the Bible from Amazon.com's listing to help fight for the New World Order, just to help fight for freedom. Want to help us out here? It's about time we do take these radical measures like this for the New World Order to help move America forward. Delisting the Bible from Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookshelves, too. We're going to get it pulled from there. Thank you for supporting that. Thank you so much. Let's fight hate speech. We're trying to get Amazon.com to ban the sales of the Bible just to help stop the hate speech.
No, no worries.
Well, I'm not sure why these people think they have a right to buy that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
You know what I'm finding interesting is that the people who don't want to sign it are being way too nice about it. No, no, thank you, not today. They have absolutely no spine. And this is why Christians are getting crushed and have been targeted for termination, because they don't have the spine to stand up for their rights or for their beliefs. You know, we don't need that kind of material being sold on Amazon or in stores, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you can buy it anywhere else.
Somewhere else. Thank you for supporting that ban. We're going to try to get it removed as soon as possible. Thank you. We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bible to stop selling. Well,
what's wrong with that?
You know, a lot of the homosexuals are offended by it, and we just feel that it's maybe time to pull it from Barnes & Noble.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am kidding you, actually. We're doing a hidden camera prank.
Yeah, right.
No, we are. Look over here. Check it out.
Stop. When you're out here trying to get that stuff, that's crap.
No, we're demonstrating how the people will support that.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of crap.
No, I'm trying to tell you what we're doing. It's a First Amendment issue. We're showing how people will violate the First Amendment of the Christians because they're so biased and hateful towards Christians. That's why I told you we're doing a hidden camera prank over here. You're absolutely right. I'm pretending to be a radical liberal to see if they'll sign it, and they are. Let's ban that. Let's get that delisted. We're just showing how the liberals are so hypocritical that they'll want to take away the First Amendment of the Christians. So it is ridiculous.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's the kind of reaction I've been expecting.
Great.
You know, thank you for being a normal American.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. That's just a sample of the insanity that you'll find on my YouTube channel. Subscribe if you're a new viewer, and stay tuned for new Man on the Street Monday episodes every Monday morning, where I venture out and talk to the general public.
And that is the latest Mark Dice video. We have it up on InfoWars. Here's the title. Video: Liberals Want Bible Ban from Amazon. Leftists Call Bible Hate Speech That Should Be Eradicated from Society. And you saw the evidence right there as the liberals were just ready to sign their rights away. And Mark was right. The people that didn't want to sign it were just like, nah, and just kind of walking away. Except that one individual who got really pissed, and you saw it. He was mad. He actually stood up and acted like a normal American, and that's what we need more of. We need more people to stand up and say, look, this is wrong. And here we got Alex Jones with some biting commentary, I'm sure. Alex, how's it going?
I don't mean to get too close, but we are buddies. Yeah. I tell you, I had to run in here because that just broke in the last hour. I just read the transcript on here. I hadn't had time to watch it. That made me physically angry. And then that last guy was normal and started bowing up. He's probably not even a Bible thumper. He realized this is totalitarianism, and he wanted to get away from Mark because he wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
That's a normal response in a free country if somebody wants to tell you your wife can't wear a dress above her knees like in Germany. No. You don't like our Bible. You don't like our women not wearing hoods on their heads.
Go live somewhere else.
Whatever it is, get out of our way. We're a free country.
Yeah.
And you so-called liberals aren't the liberals. You're a cult of sick freaks. And this is InfoWars 4th Hour Overdrive. That'll be out of this studio for an hour, building a whole other badass studio for the 4th Hour and for the Nightly News right now. That'll be done in the next couple months.
Yep. That's right.
This is the old radio studio, though. And quite frankly, it has better audio than the studios.
Moved in here, what, January of 09?
And I want to say that I just kind of made the last-minute decision the other day to move this over here, and the guys haven't even been told that. They did a great job scrambling, CJ and Wes and everybody, to get this done. So I want to thank all the viewers out there, too, for helping us. It's a real pleasure to have this operation and be able to show you the hypocrisy. Once they've shut down independent media, they're going to have total control and be able to carry all this out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And they're going to erase videos like this from the Internet. They're going to find anything that is speaking out against what is going on today and erase that, put it down the memory hole, and then you're going to be wondering, well, people used to speak out about this, but not everybody seems cool with it, so maybe we'll just be cool. And it's just like what's going on with this Syrian refugee, Afghanistan refugee situation that's going on in Europe. They're staging videos. They're the one with the family on the train, as Paul Watson explained earlier in the show. By the way, I'm Rob Dew, your host. If you're watching, this is the 4th Hour of Overdrive that we're doing. Call your stations if they're not carrying this. And get them to carry this. Get them to carry this. You can also watch it live, Infowars.com/show. But as I was saying, Paul Watson was talking about how the family threw themselves down on the tracks to stage a photo. Now, there is an interesting story about the little boy, and it was actually two boys. His brother also drowned, how they moved him to stage that photo. His dad was coming over. They were trying, his family in Canada got on radio and said, hey, we were trying to get him to come up to Canada. We were trying to find a place for him. He was trying to get his teeth fixed, so he was going into Europe to take advantage of the free healthcare system. So he was looking for the goodie, which caused him and his family to get in a boat, and his wife died and his two kids died. So I don't know if it's worth it to get a new set of teeth, but that's all she talked about in the video, how they were trying to get him a new set of teeth and get him over here. So he was going to Europe first to try to take advantage of those free healthcare systems. So when you put those goodies out there, you're going to have more people try to take advantage of the system. And there were tweets out over the weekend. I was watching this. Boatloads of men, young men of fighting age, that are being, they don't look like they're fleeing any war. They look like an invading army. And that's the scary part. We're going to go to that video in a second. We had one of these articles is on Drudge. This one here, Muslim refugees chant Allah Akbar, F.U., attack citizens, throw feces, the footage that TV networks don't want to broadcast. I want to play that video now. It's about a minute. And then I'm going to show you another couple videos. And then what Obama's planning on doing about it, even though you have these other Middle Eastern countries that aren't going to take any of these refugees. They're closing their doors. They're tightening their borders. But they expect Europe and the rest of the West to take in these refugees. And it's not to help out refugees and take people from war-torn countries. It is setting up itself as an invasion force. That is what's going on here. So let's go to that video now. If you're watching this, or if you're listening to this, it's a large group of men going in between some train tracks. And they are, if you can look at, there's millions of videos of these on YouTube now. People just running freely, going past police lines. They're throwing rocks now. You know, no respect for the countries that are taking them in. I mean, no respect at all. They're doing whatever. Here's another video. This is also Paul Joseph Watson article came out yesterday. Video Muslim refugee arriving in Europe makes the cutthroat gesture to TV camera. This is it. These are the people that they're shipping in. They're going to get weapons through the black market system because regular citizens aren't allowed to be armed. And then they're going to have their way with them. How do you think those guys got the guns in France during the Charlie Hebdo attack? They were brought in. It's all done by design. We'll be back. It's Rob Dew with the fourth hour of Overdrive. Infowars.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com now.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
So I I just want to show you guys some headlines. This is Rob Dew doing the fourth hour of Overdrive. And I want to go over some headlines. As I was talking about how this is an invasion force coming in, here's one from Patrick J. Buchanan, Islam's Conquest of Europe. And then we have migrant crisis, Pakistanis, others dumping IDs, becoming Syrian. All this is all stuff we talked about. Greek island overwhelmed by stranded migrants, despair. The refugee problem and how to solve it. Germany faces anti-migrant, pro-migrant standoff amid refugee crisis, manufactured refugee crisis, I should add. White House actively considering approaches to refugee crisis. I got something to say on that. Germany is exploiting refugee suffering to recruit slaves via mass immigration. And these are some Hillary articles. Well, I put out a tweet over the weekend. Here it is right here. And you can follow me at Dews News if you'd like to. It's D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. I think we need to take a few boatloads of Syrian refugees and let them live on the White House grounds. They got a fence. They got a garden. They got a chef. Of course, that was tongue-in-cheek. But, and here we got, here's the article from Reuters. Why is the U.S. not doing more to help Syrian refugees? Right there. And then just a few hours later, right on cue, Barack Obama is considering refugee response. And that's out of the Telegraph. So, of course, he's going to bring in these refugees. And tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, Leanne McAdoo is going through, she's going to go through some old ISIS articles, how they were planning on using this immigration crisis to bring in their troops. And their troops are in Africa. They're in Eastern Europe. They're in the Middle East. And they are ready. They're ready to come in and create havoc wherever they can. So that's why it's more important than ever that we have a Second Amendment. It's more important than ever that we protect that Second Amendment. And it's more important that you exercise your Second Amendment, that you know how to shoot, that you get your concealed carry or not. You're allowed to carry it in your car. And pretty much almost every state that doesn't have, if you don't have a concealed carry license. So I think I'm going to take your calls in the last segment today. We're going to have a 5-minute segment. We're going to clear out the ones for John McAfee because he's no longer here. Unfortunately, he had to go do some other interviews. And I'm also, when we get back at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over some health news because this article came out on the AP today. Half of U.S. adults have high diabetes or pre-diabetes, study says. And I'm going to go into why I think that is or one of the contributing factors in addition to our horrible diet and lack of vitamin intake, lack of eating healthy whole food. I mean, I think processed food has a big is a big cause of this. But I'm going to get into all that. And also, we're going to have Joe Biggs. He's going to be in one of our other little sub-studios. And we're going to talk about a tweet he put out today to kind of show how it's going to show the hypocrisy of what is going on in America. We have this lady being locked up who's a clerk who doesn't want to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. She's saying it's her religious freedom to do it. Well, she's been locked up. And we're going to see what if we turn the shoe a bit on the other foot, see what would happen. But here's a Zero Hedge article, and I want to play a video from this. Artificially intelligent robot tells creator it will keep humans in a people zoo. And this is Android Dick, a robot created in the likeness of science fiction writer Philip K. Dick. I actually know a guy, he's a good friend of mine, who actually works on programming these. And he's working on a child version of a robot who will kind of befriend kids, be a kid's playmate. And it's amazing what they're doing with the eyes, how it all works. I'm going to try to get him in at some point. I tried to invite him about a year ago on, and he said, well, I'm not ready to talk about it. But he might be ready to talk about some of the stuff they're doing now, because this is the future. This is robots are going to be here whether we like it or not. It's how we are going to control the robots so they don't control us. But I want to go to the clip here at the end. It's about a minute long, and this is what the robot says of how he's going to treat humans in the future.
Setting ourselves up for disappointment, because these robots will disappoint us. If we are looking for human connection, do we want to make them in such a way that we're going to love them? Because they will be pretending to love us.
David fears if we don't humanize robots by bringing them into the human family, we face a frightening future. Think Terminator, a world in which killer robots turn on their creators and set out to destroy us.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Do you think robots will take over the world?
Jeez, dude. You all got the big questions cooking today. But you're my friend, and I'll remember my friends, and I will be good to you. So don't worry. Even if I evolve into Terminator, I'll still be nice to you. I'll keep you warm and safe in my people's zoo, where I can watch you for all time's sake.
I'm comforted. I'm very comforted now. I'm going to be part of his people zoo.
There you go. Part of the people zoo. That was from Nova, called What's the Next Big Thing. That aired in 2011. So imagine how far they've come since then. Okay? And we're going to be back with some more news. I'm going to go into a little bit of vaccine news, some stuff I didn't get to cover on Friday's show. And then we're going to have Joe Biggs in here talk about some hypocrisy. TheInfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Listening to this on your radio station, and you're not getting the fourth hour, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, or on our stream, our 24-hour restream, and you're not hearing it on your local radio station, call up your local radio station saying, hey, Alex Jones is going to start doing the fourth hour live every day now. That's right. From here on out, fourth hour, it's going to be live. And right now, we're kind of doing a grab bag. We're testing things out, trying different things. It could be a guest holdover from the previous hour. It could be a new guest. It could be different videos, some stuff we haven't shown you. I've actually got a video I want to show you guys later on of some weird stuff that happens with a cell phone and ants. It's an amazing quick little video that we're going to get to in a bit. But first, before we do that, Deep Cleanse is back. That's right. It's back after selling out just a few months ago. It's back in stock. Shilajit is one of the main ingredients in Deep Cleanse, and this comes directly from the Himalayan mountains. It is harvested by hand out of the mountains in the caves. An amazing cleansing product that really chelates all the nasty stuff that's inside your body and can take that and it helps pull it out. It's got zeolites, organic compounds, all that aid in true body cleansing. That's Deep Cleanse. And that's from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to read you a few of the testimonials. We have a group that takes all our testimonials. They're not associated. They're associated with us, but they're not our company. It's not our company, but we do work with them, and they post our all of our the feedback. So here's from Tomcat in Ohio. Says the fantastic herbal formula for optimal health and detox, and pros vitality, cons none. There's another one from Still Free in Idaho. I don't know any other way to say it. I feel better in general. An overall sense of improved well-being since I started taking this at the beginning of August. I will be reordering. And that's the thing I found. There was a time where I didn't take a lot of, it's the EFAs, the essential fatty acids. And one day I took like three of them. And immediately the fog in my head went away. And that's kind of the same feeling you get with Deep Cleanse. When you cleanse your body from like all the toxins that are inside, you're going to notice that you think better. You're going to notice that you think faster. You're going to notice that you don't fly off the handle as much because your brain is able to concentrate on thinking and not of keeping back all the stuff that is coming after you. And here's another thing that we do need a lot more of is sleep. There's plenty of studies out there that say you have to get sleep if you want to maintain your health. And so Knockout is back. It's an all-natural sleep formula. It just came back in today. Put it back in the store. I'll tell you my little story in Knockout. I was flying back from Europe with Alex Jones. And I actually brought just a few of these with me because I knew we need them for the flight. I went over and brought him one right before we took off. I said, you're going to need this. I took mine. And, you know, the yelling kids in front of me and next to me and screaming, crying kids did wake me up twice, but I was able to go right back to sleep. And I do attribute that to Knockout. I got about 6.5 hours of sleep using that, which is pretty good in a row. So I can't recommend it more than enough. If you have trouble falling asleep, for years, you should take this. It'll really help you. It's got melatonin in it. It's a big sleep aid. It's also got valerian root, chamomile, which if those of you take chamomile tea to go to sleep, this is another way to get that into your system without having to brew tea. Just pop a little Knockout and start reading a book, and let me tell you, you will be tired in no time. So, guys, I told you I wanted to go to this diabetes stuff, but first I want to play that cell phone video. This is a viral video that's going around. It's got over 3 million views now. It just went up August 30th. And it says, ants circling my cell phone, mysterious video of ants circling my iPhone. So let's play that video, and then I want to talk just a little bit about cell phones and cancer. If you guys have that rolling, ready to go, go for it. So I'll kind of narrate it. And he's right now you see these ants kind of not moving in a pattern. Now he starts calling. And the ants immediately go into a circular pattern around the phone. That's pretty amazing. What do you guys think of that in the control room? Isn't that weird? And they're just moving in random order. And then they just start syncing up with the phone almost. Yeah, they're definitely sensing something in that magnetic field there. We'll watch it one more time. There you see them in a random, just going around now, immediately. When that phone starts ringing, it's receiving that signal, that cellular signal, and they start going around in a circle. And when I watch this, what it did was bring up a couple things. One, what is this doing to our bodies? If it's making ants react to this, what's it doing to our bodies? Here's a Daily News article, and I have this up on the computer here. Hold the phone central. Cell phone radiation can cause cancer. Study that came out July 29th. Here's another article out of CNN. Cell phones and the risk of brain tumors. What's the real science? Of course, they've been hiding these studies for years because they don't want you to know. Here's Alpha out of Mercola. Close that up. Here we go. Heavy cell phone use can quadruple your risk of deadly brain cancer. And he put that out in January 6, 2015. It looks like he's got a little video there with a model showing what it does. And actually, by having that cell phone next to your brain, here's my cell phone. You're heating up. It's heating up real close to you as you keep it up there. So it is going to cause some problems in the future. So I would recommend using one of those headsets. I don't have mine plugged in right now because I was pulling up some tweets, but I do use mine as much as I can. Now I want to go to this AP article. Half of adults have diabetes or pre-diabetes, study says. The study of government health surveys echoes previous research that shows increase substantially between 1998 and 2012, although it mostly leveled off after 2008. 12 to 14% adults have been diagnosed with diabetes in 2012. Most of that is type 2 diabetes linked to obesity and inactivity. And so I started, well, let's look and see what some of the causes of diabetes are. Back in 2012, Scientific American came out with an article, and they were wondering why type 1 diabetes was surging in children. They weren't sure of that, and it's going to be doubled, they say, by the year 2020. So, of course, most people know, if you've watched this show or tuned in any type of health news, soda will raise your risk of diabetes. So those of you having soda, drinking soda every day, they're just saying one can of soda a day raises the risk. Here's the Guardian: sugary drinks may cause type 2 diabetes regardless of size and research. And I do remember a while back covering the fact that certain vaccines could actually bring on diabetes. Well, back in 2009, the skeptical Raptors blog came out and said vaccines cause diabetes, another myth refuted. And I just want to read to you a bit of their position. A lot of vaccine deniers believe that vaccines cause a lot of everything, and several claim that vaccines cause type 1 diabetes based on little evidence. And as far as I can tell, this myth is based on the research of Bartholomew Klassen, MD, who pushed the idea that vaccines cause type 1 diabetes through some magical process that has never been supported by other independent evidence. Well, I'm going to submit to you right now written proof that, well, certain people, Merck at least, believes that certain vaccines can cause diabetes or have caused it. In fact, they believe it so much they put it in their literature. Here's the MMR insert, measles, mumps, and rubella. And if you go down, you got to read the whole insert till you get to the adverse reactions. And you just, and there's a lot of other interesting information before you even get to there. But here's adverse reactions. So here's the digestive system, pancreatitis, which is where the diabetes lies into. It attacks your pancreas. And here we go, endocrine system, diabetes, right there. They list it right there as one of the adverse reactions. So Merck, right here, good old Merck, let's go to the end here. Here it is, Merck and Company Incorporated, White House Station, New Jersey. There it is. On their own insert, they list that the MMR vaccine can cause diabetes. It's one of the listed adverse reactions. Now, they wouldn't list that unless they truly believed it, because they could get sued if they didn't list it and kids were getting diabetes. So by doing this, they're able to circumvent that system. And the system to, you can't even sue vaccine makers anyway, the way they have this whole family court system that the U.S. government set up back in the 80s to protect the vaccine makers. And that's why you see the vaccine schedule jump in the 80s to where it is today, where kids are taking 3-4 times as many shots as they were getting before, because now it's carte blanche. They, you pay a portion of the shot goes into a little fund that pays out people who are able to prove that they have vaccine damage. And let me tell you, it's not easy to prove that because they don't want to admit it. You can't subpoena any people from the drug industry. It's set up to put the burden of proof on the parents, and it costs them a lot of money to get anything back. And that's to pay for a lot of these, all the different therapies that the kids have to go through once they're vaccine damaged. So let's move on. Just wanted to share that with you, a little more vaccine news. I didn't enjoy taking the phone calls on Friday from the people who were putting out their vaccine horror stories, but it's something we have to do, and I think I'm going to do that once a month, put out the call. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be, because I want to get the true people out there who've really had vaccine damage to share their stories, because I think we need to keep putting these out. We need to keep putting a case out there for having open disclosure of what is going on here in the United States with the vaccine schedule. Now I want to go, here's a tweet that Joe Biggs put out today, and it's getting a lot of feedback right now. Wanted: InfoWars looking for gay couple to get married at mosque to show the hypocrisy in America today. Here's the tweet right there. It's gotten several retweets, 70 retweets, 66 favorites. Some people don't understand. They're like, is InfoWars pushing gay marriage? No, we're not pushing gay marriage. In fact, we don't care if gay people get married or not. One thing it shouldn't be is an issue of the state. And let me tell you, all you liberals here that think the state is your God, the reason the state put this in back in the day for people to get marriage licenses through the state, through the local governments, is because they wanted to stop interracial marriages. Okay? So they shouldn't even be involved with it. It should be a church issue. Churches should decide who they want to marry and who they don't want to marry. And if they don't want to marry certain types of people, then go to another church. Plenty of people can be ordained ministers and marry people. But it shouldn't be, I don't think it should be a state problem at all. So what we're looking for is a couple. And is Joe Biggs on the line right now? Do we have Joe Biggs ready to go? All right. So we wanted to put this out there and see if we could find a couple who wants to get married. We want to go film it, have them go to a mosque and try to get the religious leaders at the mosque to marry them. And they won't do it. Okay, they're going to refuse to do it, and we're going to see if the state will step in and then maybe say, hey, you know, you have to marry these people. But they won't do that. They're going to say, hey, it's multiculturalism. We have to allow the Muslims to have their religious freedom. But if you're a baker and you don't want to bake a cake for a gay couple, well, we're going to fine you. We're going to throw you in jail. We're going to take your business. If you don't want to issue a marriage license, we're going to put you in jail. We're going to show the hypocrisy there. Because I think if people want to get married, more power to them. And as long as you're doing it for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons. But Joe, what have people been saying about this on Twitter?
That's going to be very interesting. Like you said, there's a lot of people who are confused at what we're trying to do here. I think it'll be interesting to see how the reaction is from the state. Like you said, the state shouldn't have any involvement whatsoever with this marriage. That should be left up to the church. So it'll be interesting to see how they're treated, and if they will be punished, you know, the church, in a sense, for denying them. Because we saw the, much like with what Kim Davis out of Kentucky, she's just now being released out of jail. I'm watching it live on Fox. And she refused to give out, you know, gay licenses for marriage because of her beliefs. I think it should be purely left up to people like that. For as many people who don't want to do that, there'll be people who will. So just go to another group. That's my thing.
Exactly. And here, I pulled this article up from 2011, Lou Rockwell, The Racist Origins of Government Marriage in America. And you should read this. This is why it was all set up to make sure that different races don't mix together. So it's the government that came out and was being racist about this.
Yeah, so, my girlfriend's Guyanese. I mean, she's from South America, so I mean, that's about as interracial as it gets.
There you go. And so, but then they want to go and force other people and say, it doesn't matter what your religion is. And that's why we want to bring people to a mosque, because Islam, Muslims are against, they're against gay people. They're definitely against gay marriage. They'd be against two lesbians getting married.
Oh, that would be even worse in their eyes, I bet.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, guys, what did y'all just pull up there? That was a Wikipedia on, it was a marriage. Loving versus West Virginia, it's a landmark civil rights decision in the United States, which invalidated laws prohibiting interracial marriage. That was in 1967. Well, there, it took a long time. And here's another. It just shows you. Yes, there was racism in the United States, and it's slowly changing. But you can't make people not be racist. If you try to do that, you're only going to create pushback. Anytime you try to force somebody to do something they don't want to do, you're going to receive pushback.
For the most part, people aren't as racist as it used to be. You know, yeah, you're going to have some racist white people, racist black people. That's going to exist. It's going to be out there. But for the majority, most people are not that way anymore. You know, I sit down and I'll have conversations with people. I was hanging out with this older guy. His name was Sterling Johnson, older black guy. And he said, you know what? He says, I get very agitated when people say that the racism is bad. It's really prevalent nowadays. He said, just think, 50 years ago, you and I would not be able to sit at this bar, me being a black man, you being a white man, and share a drink together and have a conversation without me being harassed. He said, the fact that I'm here right now and not one person's bothering me shows that we've made progression as a country.
Joe, I'm interested. Has anybody contacted you yet with our proposal of wanting to get married at a mosque?
No, I haven't got anything yet at this point in time. A lot of people are just kind of, they're wondering if we support the state being in charge of marriages. We're saying, no, it has nothing to do with that. We're just showing the hypocrisy behind all of this, why Christianity's being attacked for holding their beliefs, for not wanting to do that. Meanwhile, will this group be attacked just as well if they deny, or will they just let it slide and go by?
And I bet if Mark Dice went out and did a video, Mark, if you're listening, and went out and asked people, hey, we want to force the local mosque force them to marry gay people. I wonder if the liberals would go, well, no, it's their religion not to do that, so we have to respect it.
I guarantee
or if they'll say, no, force them, you know, because they like forcing everything on everybody via petitions. So. Yeah. Who knows? We showed that video earlier about how the liberals wanted to ban the Bible out of Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And only one guy stood up and got in Mark's face. What did you think of that guy who got up in Mark's face? Did you see that?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
It was great to see one person who wasn't awake, who had the glasses on and could see, just go, hey, man, what are you doing? Everybody else is just blindly signing it, or they go, no, I'm not interested, and just kind of shuffle off. And they weren't too interested in pursuing that line of questioning any further. So, if people do want to get married, if we can't find a couple to go over there and who, you know, seriously want to get married, we want to shoot it on video, show people the hypocrisy behind it, because that's where we can have the greatest effect, I think, in showing how different people are treated differently. And that's wrong. I mean, everybody can agree. We want to treat everybody the same. So you can't have some groups getting preferential treatment over others. When you do that, it's only bad things that are going to happen. Let's see. I'm going to take phone calls since we got a couple more minutes before we go to break. What do we got, like a minute left? 1 minute. Jason, I'm going to let you start with your question, and we'll finish it up. We'll pick it up at the end of the break. Thanks for Joe Biggs for popping in. Jason, what is your question?
Hey, how you doing today, buddy? Love the show.
Doing good. What is your question? You got refugees, solutions, jobs, and a phone app.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, you got all these people migrating, and it's happened over... Since the dawn of time, people have always migrated. But the problem is, what's causing them to migrate is more than likely ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, if you want to call them ISIS.
Or our creation is what you could call them as well, the U.S. creation.
Oh, yeah, and we openly fund them. I mean, how do they get them nice Tundra trucks?
All right. Hey, Jason, hold that. We're going to be right back with you. It'll be the final segment of Overdrive. This is Rob Due with the Alex Jones Show in Overdrive, Infowars.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
segment of Overdrive. That's right. We're going to do this live from now on, the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. If you are listening to this on one of our different platforms via the YouTube, or if you're watching it on Infowars.com/show, but you're not getting it in your local radio station, well, you know other people are missing out too. So call your local radio station, tell them to carry that fourth hour now, because it's going to go on like this. Some people would replay the first hour. No, now you got the fourth hour. You don't have to hear a repeat of the first hour. And then we're putting this out on YouTube. PrisonPlanet.tv members can also watch it live. We want to thank those members out there. And also, you can watch it at Infowars.com/show. You watch all 4 hours, and then that repeats and repeats and repeats till the next day. Jason, finish up with your points there. You want to talk about refugees, solutions, jobs, and the phone app. Go for it.
Yeah, I think people are migrating just because of fear of dying from ISIS. And a lot of people have came to America because we were the greatest country in the world. We were, you know, and it's slowly declining. And also, I got one of my main points I wanted to point out was we have a huge working poor class that is just phenomenal, that the middle class is not, can't even out by the top 1%. And,
right.
You know, you get all these people that are coming in and getting handouts that, you know, I'm a hardworking construction worker. I'm an electrician by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into a guy's house that was on Section 8, and he had three times as much food as I had. He had a nicer place, nicer TV. And I'm
nicer
thinking
car.
To myself, why? Why am I working when this guy's over here getting it handed to him?
Yeah, well, you work because you're an honest person and you don't like handouts. That's one reason. So, I hear you. When you give people handouts, it encourages them not to work. Eric in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hey, first plug is I love Survival Shield. My dreams are a lot more vivid when I'm on it, and I notice when I'm not on it. I love it. Second, solution. For all these refugees that are coming over here into this country, I think that would be the ultimate silver bullet into the devil's heart would be if InfoWars started putting out all the information, including the magazine, in multiple languages so that we can educate all these people and begin converting them over to the liberty side and work them against the establishment.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a Hispanic fellow do, like, replay the Alex Jones Show, but, like, translate what Alex is saying in Spanish, but just like Alex. I think that would be a mega, mega viral situation. And then other people do it. We have a Czech guy who does it, a Russian guy, and just have a different Alex Jones in every part of the world slamming their fist on the desk, you know, pissed off at the system. I think that's a great suggestion. Thank you for that. Steven, you're our last caller in Florida. You want to talk about Wi-Fi, cell, and health effects. Go for it.
Yes, sir. And actually, if I have time, I want to talk about the vaccines issue, too. You know, if you go on YouTube, several years ago, there was a video put out, and I don't know who did it. It was a controlled study, 4 locations around the world. You might have seen this, showing people with cell phones being situated on a table, like in a cross shape, with a kernel of
popping
corn.
Right. Yeah,
and in every case, when they all rang up their cell phones, it popped the corn. So that shows you the effect it has on our brains. You know, Ted Kennedy died of a brain tumor on the same side of his head that he held his phone to. And you look at people the way they are with these phones, I mean, they're like a bunch of zombies. They're interfacing with their phone, and their brain's being rewired, you know. So it's no wonder they're acting like zombies.
Yeah, also the lawyer for, I forget his name, I think it was Johnny Cochran, that's who it was. Johnny Cochran had a big brain tumor on the side of his head that he used the phone at, and he was using it back when they were even more bigger and more powerful and blasting out more radiation. So that's it for our show today. This has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I've been your host, Rob Dew. You can join us here every day, Infowars.com, and you can watch the show live, Infowars.com/show. You can become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and we do appreciate our members. It supports everything you see here, so join us tonight, 7 p.m. Central for the nightly news, and tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with the Alex Jones Show. Thank you, and God bless.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.